Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's art project One Another on the fourth plinth at Trafalgar Square. The date to date is the 12th of July 2009 and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Lauren Priest, I'm 16 and I come from Rugby in Warwickshire.
Brilliant. And how are you today?
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's quite a big thing to be doing.
It is. And why was it that you wanted to do it?
I don't know really, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. I saw it advertised online and I thought, oh, that looks like something I could do. So I just thought I'd do it. I never expected to get a place, especially because I was supposed to be in the draw that's just been announced, but I got a phone call about a few days after I'd registered saying someone's dropped out, would you be interested in doing it? So I was pretty excited.
Amazing. And have you decided what you're going to do on the plinth?
I think I'm just going to kind of stand there because I just couldn't think of anything. I was thinking of things to do, but then I just thought it doesn't really, I could just stand there and be me. So I'm probably going to wave and I've got a little notepad, so I'll write little messages to people.
Yeah. And who are you doing this for?
For me, really. Because it's kind of, I've just finished my GCSEs, so I'm kind of a free woman as it is, so I kind of thought, why not do it?
Amazing. And did you sort of, what was your main motivation for doing this?
It's something weird. I'm quite known for doing weird and wacky things that no one else does. So I kind of thought, you know, I'll do it.
What kind of things have you done in the past?
I'm the one that if no one will do something, I'll be the one that does it. Everyone has to, like, I don't need egging on to do anything.
So how would you describe yourself then, personality?
Quite outgoing. Yeah, I'm kind of quite extroverted compared to being introverted.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of things do you like to do with your spare time?
I work at the moment, so that takes up quite a lot of my time. I just like socialising with my friends, going to the cinema. I've got a new fad for yoga. I just do all that.
How did you get into yoga?
Boredom. Absolute boredom during exam leave. I thought, why not? I could do some yoga.
And so now you've just finished high school, is that
yeah.
right? And have you got your results yet
for
your
GCSEs? No, I don't get those till about a month and a half. So nerve wracking.
And what do you hope to do?
I want to carry on at school sixth form and then hopefully go to university to do media in English.
Brilliant. And what university do you want to go to?
Probably Goldsmiths or King's College.
Okay. So you want to move to London?
Yeah, I love it.
Why do you want to move to London?
It's my favourite city, like, ever. Where I live, it's just a really small town. There's countryside everywhere. It's just really boring. It's not me. I prefer, like, the hustle and bustle of the city. So I just love it. I've been coming here for years and I know my way around it.
Yeah.
So, and there's more shops.
And can you tell me a bit about your social background?
In what way?
I suppose, well, what's it like where you live?
Pretty boring. It's Rugby Town Centre and there's not much there at all to do. We have a cinema, which is okay, but it's horrendous going in there. It's just really boring. Everyone just spends their time at the park. So we kind of tend to go out with rugby more.
Where do you go?
Coventry in Birmingham.
Yeah. What do you do when you go out there?
We go shopping, which is really bad on my wallet. And there's quite a parties in my town. I think it's because it's so boring. Everyone just has parties. And our after prom party was in a field. So that was pretty fun.
Did you dress up?
No. No, we all had our prom dresses on and then everyone was getting changed into pyjamas on the cars on the way there. So funny.
They were wearing pyjamas?
Yeah, when they got to the field after prom, everyone like changed in the car of their ball gowns. So weird seeing everyone dressed up and then 5 minutes later everyone's in pyjamas and boots. It's so funny.
Was it was it a sleepover?
Yeah, everyone camped out in this massive field. And I think practically the whole year turned out for it.
Wow.
So it was like a mini Glastonbury with no music.
How does it feel to have just finished your GCSEs?
Exciting. I'm an adult now, so it feels quite liberating, and I've got like the whole future ahead of me, and I've got like 12 weeks of my holiday, so I can do things like this to fill my time, and I'm excited to start sixth form. It's more tailored to what I like to do.
Yeah. And you said you're working. Where are you working?
I'm working temporary at Monsoon, which is quite hectic. 32 hours this week.
Gosh.
Yeah. 11 o'clock start tomorrow morning. What a thing to go from.
And how does it compare, like, school to working life?
I'd say it's easier. I don't have to write all day. And I just love, like, talking to people, so I kind of just do that all day.
Yeah.
And I like picking out clothes for people, and I'm getting on pretty well.
Yeah.
So.
Brilliant. And what are you going to do on the plinth?
Stand there.
Just stand there.
Yeah, I'll probably just stand there, wave. If anyone shouts at me, I'll probably just shout down back to them. I'll probably text my friends. They'll be like, "What are you doing up there?" So it'd be quite good, I think. I don't really fancy dressing up. What I was going to is the dinosaur, but then I thought, no. And it took me so long to try and find an outfit. You can't find a good dinosaur costume anywhere in the UK.
Have you tried?
Yes. Just because I'm not like 5 years old. Such a shame. I could get them from America, but they just won't come over in time.
So you want to stand on the plinth and kind of just enjoy?
Yeah, enjoy the atmosphere and kind of show myself off in a way. Just kind of be like, I can just stand here and be me. Because I think that's kind of what the project is. It shows the whole of Britain, as in like a stratified sample of just 2,400 people, and it just shows the wide variety. Like, you've got the people who love performing, people who love doing things for charity, and people that just love being them and standing there. If I had a later slot, I would have gone to sleep up there. I would have took a little sleeping bag in a tent.
And was it important to you that you got a place on the plinth?
Yes and no. I think I wouldn't have been upset if I hadn't got a place, but it was kind of a good thing for me to do in a way. Because I think it's a way of expressing yourself up there. You've got, well, not many limitations. You can do anything legal up there. And you've got people watching, which usually brings out the best in people, so.
Do you like being watched?
Not really. Worst thing for me to be doing. I'd never go on Big Brother, no.
What do your friends think about you going on Fourth Plinth?
I told my friend and she was like, "That is the most weirdest things I've ever heard you do, no wonder you're doing it." I was like, "Oh." And she kept giving me really weird ideas for things to do up there. One of them was bungee jump off. I was like, it's not that high. And then some were really excited. I've had so many people ask me what it actually is, which is quite good, kind of educating my age group on art, because sometimes they just don't really care. They kind of look down on it, but I think it's the nation's changing, so they'll look up on it.
Yeah. Do you think this piece will help that?
I think it will. It's on TV, which kids watch TV, and there's quite a lot of young people just coming here to watch, so I think it's quite good. And obviously it's involved on Twitter and Facebook, and so that's really caught people's attention.
Yeah.
And obviously it's broadcast on the internet and like 24/7, which is good. And kind of my time is kind of the most average busiest time for internet, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah. What's important to you at the moment in your life?
Finishing my education, definitely, and just enjoying my childhood. Because even though I'm legally an adult, I'm not yet a woman. I'm kind of in that between stage. I'm just having fun, like, with my friends and stuff. So, just kind of having fun and doing the best I can.
Yeah. And, what impact do you think standing on that plinth will have?
I think it will show people that, because in the media at the moment, on all the coverage, there's a bit of this, it's quite, people quite older than me. I think it's showing that it's not just people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, teenagers are interested in this type of thing.
Mm.
And it just shows that we aren't all yobs. I'm not going to stand up there and graffiti it or throw things out or abuse everyone. I'm going to stand there and kind of be what the majority of teenagers are, not what people think they are.
Is this something that you feel quite strongly about?
Yeah.
Why do you feel strongly about it?
Because where I'm from, there's like quite, there's the odd bad person. Well, not bad, but they misbehave. And I think especially in the media as well, there's such a negative view on teenagers, and that like they complain about results on GCSEs and A-levels, and then when people get really good results, they're like, oh wow, they're too easy. So I think it's quite a negative view on teenagers now, a bit too negative.
Yeah. And what you say you want to study English and media.
Yeah.
You think, yeah, what's what kind of, why do you want to study that?
Well, I chose media for a GCSE course and I loved it. I was doing quite well in it, and it's, I just love it. I love how you can portray people in different ways. I love how everything's got a meaning that you don't normally look into. Just, it excites me.
Yeah. And do you want to work in the media in the future,
yes,
do you think?
Probably on the magazine side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of work would you like to do?
Probably article writing and kind of being fashion editor quite appeals, but I've got to start from intern and work all the way up. So I've got a long way to go from an editor of anything.
Is fashion something that interests you?
Yeah. I love shopping a bit too much. I think my mum doesn't like that. And I like just piecing together my own look, and I don't really like following the trends. I'm doing my own trend on them. Like, you see a lot of people wear an outfit that's in the shop window of New Look or Primark especially, or Topshop, and then you'll walk down the street and see five different people wearing it. I prefer to just buy one or two things, then make them my own. So, and I'm always reading magazines for it. And I love like high fashion as well. I think it's amazing how they can do pieces like that and it just be recreated throughout all different levels of cost.
Mm-hmm. And do you enjoy sort of, is that a big part of being an individual?
Yeah, I think it is. You see a lot of girls who, they're all wearing exactly the same. You think, where's the difference between you all? You all look the same. Like, see the girls go round and they've all got blonde extensions and fake hands and they all look the same. And you think, well, where's your identity? You've got a collective identity, but not a personal identity. So I think it doesn't help them bring across who they are.
How did you decide what to wear today?
Well, I kind of thought I can't wear a skirt because people be looking up my skirt, which that's not a good thing. And I love this top. So I just thought I'd wear leggings and shorts with it. And I was going to wear my gladiator sandals, but it rained. So I thought, no.
Can you describe your outfit for the audio?
I'm wearing a purple tunic with buttons on the back. I'm wearing black shorts and wet look leggings and some black pumps.
And what kind of image would you describe yourself?
I don't know. It varies from day to day, really. Like, sometimes I'll be in jeans and a t-shirt, the next I'll be in a dress, but never heels. I can't walk in them. And yeah, it kind of changes really. I'm like a chameleon. I have a chameleon.
And so what, last question, what does it mean to you personally to stand on the plinth?
A case of identity and a fun time. Just everyone wants to have fun. So yeah, it kind of just shows me.
Brilliant. Thank you.